All right. Well, now we're very excited. We do welcome on Bertrand Berger on the phone lines now. He's got a very important cause he's going to be sharing with us today, talking about the Veteran Suicide Project. First of all, Bertrand, how are you doing today? It's very exciting to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate being on. Yeah, and you can call me Bert. I'm a clinical psychologist, and I work at the Medical College of Wisconsin in the psychiatry department, as well as a psychologist at the Milwaukee VA. I'm chief of mental health there.
Wow, that's fantastic. We're going to call you Bert, absolutely. I want to make sure I'm drilling the last name right. Is it Berger or Berger?
Berger.
Berger. All right, cool. Yep. I'm glad I asked.
Like my favorite food.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's right.
Well, I was going to say, you're here to talk about a very, very important cause today, so we're very fired up to have you on the line. You're with the Veteran Suicide Project. For people that aren't aware of this project or aren't familiar with it, can you share a little bit about what your guys' aims are and what you guys do over there?
Yeah, sure. So this is a project through Advancing Health Through Wisconsin grant. We got $250,000 to do a two-year project, which we want to increase awareness about veteran suicides throughout the state of Wisconsin. So we have a website called reachoutwis.org, just like it sounds, and it's a place where veterans can find resources that they can use to get find out if they're eligible for VA services. There's also all kinds of support services for suicide, mental health, housing, social interactions. It's kind of a one-place area to help reach out to Wisconsin veterans.
Absolutely. And I'm curious, too, how did you become involved with this project, something that you care about so much, with this mission to help prevent veteran suicide?
Well, it's been a long journey. I've been at the VA for 30 years now. I started as an intern, and this has just been a mission in my life, is to help veterans. I'm not a veteran myself, but my work on an inpatient mental health unit and seeing the suffering that some veterans experience, I've really felt like I can talk to veterans one-on-one, help them in groups, and help them when they're in crisis. But then I thought, you know, we see those veterans that come to us for immediate help, and we do a really good job in the VA system. I encourage any veterans out there, if they have any thoughts of hurting themselves or need help with anything, go to your local VA. We have a walk-in clinic and everything like that. So we have all this immediate care. But what I thought is that we need to do more to get to those veterans that are not coming to get care, like in the VA or even to see their doctor to get help. Veterans really feel like they're just tough, right?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, I can handle this. And I think there are plenty of veterans out there that just don't realize that it's not a bad thing to ask for help, get help when they need it. And so this project is to, as a public health project, to get beyond the VA. The VA really wants to reach out to the communities, get help from communities to engage veterans, to get them their help. So I've been kind of working on this project for about 5 years of trying to do more public health messaging, especially to the state of Wisconsin. We have a special population, I think, in Wisconsin and independently minded people. And so some of our projects are really to try to help people realize, hey, if I got an issue, it's not a big deal. Just call somebody and get some help. And we want people to reach out to veterans they know if they're in crisis as well.
Well, and I'm sure there's so many of us out there that have, even if we're not veterans ourselves, we have veterans in our family we're worried about. Like, I'm a big sap here, Burr, I'm not going to lie to you, but my brother is a Marine, and he is that, like, I'm going to get through this. He's headstrong. How can us as family members, as friends, also help push our friends, our veterans, to go and make sure they are taking care of themselves?
You know, sometimes it's just kind of that basic idea, like to kind of, hey, how you doing? You know, I notice maybe you're not so upbeat as you used to be. Anything going on? And you know, just kind of try to be a friend and see what they might say. And then if they say, yeah, doing a, you know, got some things going on. I got to kind of work on some stuff. You could let them know, well, you know, I heard that there's services for veterans. You know, have you checked to see what you're eligible for? Because a lot of veterans don't even know. Like, they have, like, vocational benefits, housing benefits, along with all the health care benefits. And we really encourage that they take advantage of those benefits. There's some new criteria, too. It's called the PACT Act, which means veterans that have experienced any kind of environmental exposure while they're in the service, that there's new eligibility criteria for veterans. So some of it is just giving the veteran that information. And then, you know, you can't always get them there, right? But if you can let them know what's available, maybe they'll seek that help. And also, if someone's really in crisis, sometimes it does mean calling 911 and, you know, getting them the immediate help that they need, which hopefully, you know, doesn't happen very often. But there are those cases, at least in my world.
Such an important topic to talk about. And Bert, do you happen to have, I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but do you happen to have any numbers off the top of your head as far as statistics when it comes to veteran suicide? And it's, in my experience, it seems to be something that's so easy to put to the back of our minds, and maybe we don't really think about until we happen to, you know, have a conversation like this, and then maybe down the road it's forgotten again. Can you speak to a little bit just about how much of an issue it is?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it's an unfortunate stats, but people may have heard, like, a few years ago, they were talking like there are 22 veterans that die per day. The newer stats are showing it's about 17 veterans die per day in the United States. So it's a real stat there. And the thing about suicide is that it's been increasing since the year 2000 consistently. And it's about a third higher than it used to be. And it's the 10th, in 2020, it was the 10th most leading cause of death, and the second leading cause of death among veterans under age 45. So it's unfortunate that people are dying from suicide. And we know it's preventable. A lot of times it's the person getting help. And we also know... another thing is that firearms are a real factor in suicide.
Sure.
And one of the stats I like to always bring up is that of all those people that die each year, and like in Wisconsin, we have about 800 people that die from suicide each year, and about a fifth of those are veterans. And of those people that die, 50% of them use a firearm.
Wow.
So the gun is, like, there's more deaths by suicide than there are by homicide. And people don't really know some of that. That in that gun that's in someone's home, and sometimes, you know, we don't realize how dangerous that is. And so we do have a program also that I focus on. It's called Live Today, Put It Away. And it's a program for people if they're in a crisis and really want to get their guns out of the home because they know, you know, they hear, like, yeah, it's a real risk, because it doesn't take much to use a gun to die. And it's very lethal. You know, you don't survive from a gunshot. So our program is at firearm retailers around the state. We've got about 40 of them, 46 of them, and they will take guns in for people that are in crisis and hold on to them until they're ready to handle them. So it's a voluntary program, but it's a way for people to kind of keep themselves and their home safe.
We're talking with Bert Berger with the Veteran Suicide Project. Bert, what are your hopes for the future of the Veteran Suicide Project, and how do you envision the long-term impact working through your guys' efforts?
So one thing that is really difficult is just getting the word out,
yeah,
like we're doing today, and I really appreciate you guys contacting me and giving me an opportunity to kind of talk about these issues. And the thing is, there's not a lot of media interest. I think there's interest in this area, but there's no funding to provide, you know, education about this. Because we know, like, in the broadcasting world, that advertisements about stop smoking and use your seatbelts have saved millions of lives.
Yep.
So we know that public service announcements can make a difference in overall health in our country. We don't have much for suicide prevention, especially around veterans. So my project is then to develop a Wisconsin Suicide Prevention Veteran Broadcasting Coalition. And we're in the beginning stages of developing this coalition. And the idea is that we want to raise money so we can advertise and do public announcements around these issues. So I'm hoping, like, into the future, we'll be able to continue educating the public about these issues. And the more we educate, I believe the more that people will think about what I'm talking about. Like, put those firearms away when you're in crisis. Seek help if you're starting to have problems, and especially reach out to other people. Give people support. All those things, if we can educate people about it, I believe it will decrease our suicide rate. So I'm really focused on this coalition, which then can go into the future and be something that we can see positive messages and messages to help people.
Bert, you're just talking here about the importance of the education. It's so interesting. You obviously approach this from, you know, kind of a healthcare medical standpoint, a lot of research, a lot of practice. Have you found, you know, because obviously this is one of those conversations people don't always love to have. It's not the funnest conversation to have. Do you find, from your standpoint in researching, do you find that it really is super important that those conversations be had and is actually doing some good?
Yeah, that just having a personal connection with somebody is huge for someone to maybe change their mind. They may be thinking about things. They might be in the, down in the dumps. And they may feel alone, and it sometimes is, and I've heard this from people that I've worked with, it's like that one person that said one thing made them think about something, and they changed their mind and decided not to make the attempt. We do know that people that tend to isolate and stick to themselves and really don't do a lot, they are higher risk. And some of those people may have been very social before, so especially if you see a change in somebody, that's the time to kind of reach out and see if you can do something, because it does make a difference, for sure.
We're talking with Bert Berger with the Veteran Suicide Project. Bert, we're just about out of time today. I want to give you the floor. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us today about how people can help, about how they can be involved, anything that we can do going forward?
Yeah, so our website, reachoutwith.org, I think would be a place to start. We have a contact us area, and if they can reach out to us through email. But the website talks about a lot of things I'm talking about, and we have videos that we've recorded, radio bits, emails, and people can really be part of the solution to help. Anyone's interested, they can email me personally, too. I'm looking for help to develop our coalition. So my email is bert.berger@va.gov. And that's bert.berger. If someone's interested, we've got coalitions and projects that we're working on to make a difference in people's lives.
Bert, thank you so much for coming on today. I know it's not necessarily a fun conversation to have, but it's such an important conversation to have, and you're doing a great work, so thank you very much.
Great, and thank you so much for inviting me, and look forward to hopefully being part of other conversations around the state and in your area. That would be wonderful.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to that too, Bert. You have a great weekend, and thank you so much again.
Yep, thank you.